For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Gene Washington is one of MSU's greatest football heroes. He was one of the African-American players recruited by Coach Duffy Doherty out of the Deep South in the 1960s, integrating college football and winning national championships. Washington's daughter, Maya, has made a documentary film about her father, his teammates, and what their history means to modern-day players. It's called Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. I talked with the Washingtons about the project 3 years ago. Now it's finished and will debut this weekend at the Freep Film Festival in Detroit. I recently talked with Maya again for an update on the documentary.
The civil rights movement was not just about marches and sit-ins and boycotts and protests. It was also about confronting segregation in different spaces. And the Michigan State teams of the 1960s, they confronted segregation on the field physically. They challenged the color line in numerous ways.
So tell me about these last 3 years. What has it taken to finish up this film?
The past 3 years have been grueling and exciting and filled with twists and turns. And the most humbling experience of the past 3.5 years is that, you know, I funded this literally out of my pocket. We got support from foundations who believed in the story. The real power came from the 350 individuals who rallied to support this film, who believed in the importance of telling positive stories about race and sports today. And that is what kept me going.
You talked with current players, but that was 3 years ago. So I'm wondering if you needed to continue to talk with current players or, you know, has your movie changed because of the time that has passed?
Well, we decided to kind of allow it to be a film that happened in 2013, 2014, 2015, rather than try to go back and kind of manipulate time and space. You know, many of the guys we interviewed at the time are now in the NFL, have had really interesting careers and have moved on with their lives. They've graduated from Michigan State and some of them even have children at this point. And so you'll see people like Max Bulla and Benny Fowler, Kaj Reynolds, talking about sort of their experience and their relationship to my dad's team at the time that their team is on the way to the Rose Bowl. Unfortunately, we've lost a few of my dad's teammates in the time that I've been interviewing people and finally finished the film. So it was really important to just stick with what we had because it was so special and to just have faith that the story that we told in that time and space would be relevant and special. And I think it is.
When I met with you and your dad 3 years ago, your dad spoke warmly of Duffy Doherty. Let's listen.
Duffy, the time that he spent down south recruiting black athletes and also doing coaching clinics in the Texas area for black coaches, high school coaches. He was the only major college coach that was doing that.
Your dad's respect and affection for Duffy Doherty is clear. Folks hearing you and me talk right now will want to know how your dad is doing these days. How's your dad doing?
You know, he's doing great, and he's been very fortunate health-wise that a lot of the challenges that men in their 70s and also former athletes are going through, some of his peers are going through, he's mindful of those things being of concern, but his mantra is every day is a gift.
Maya Washington's film Through the Banks of the Red Cedar about her father Gene Washington, the legendary Spartan football player and the teams that won the national championship back in the 60s, will screen at the Freep Film Festival on Saturday at 1:30 at the Detroit Institute of Arts and on Sunday at 1 at Imagine Royal Oak. Maya Washington, thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.